朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我们要继续讲第三个讲。
And today we will continue our third topic.
讲到基督是我们的生命。
That Christ is our life.
我们说过哥罗西书的第一大段讲到对基督该有的认识。
So the first section of the book of Colossians talks about the true knowledge of Christ.
第一章认识他的超越，讲到他是万有的中心，是教会的元首，所以他理当在凡事上居首位。
First chapter tells us the supremacy of Christ, that he's the head over the church, and he's the firstborn over all things.So he should have supremacy over all things.
所以我们第一天讲基督是主。
So the first day, our topic is Christ is the Lord.
第二章讲到认识他的丰满。
And the second chapter tells about the fullness of Christ.
不光神的奥秘是基督。
Not only the mystery of God is Christ.
而且神本性一切的丰盛都在基督里面。
And all the fullness of God is in Christ.
所以我们讲到他是我们一切属灵的实际。
So he is the reality, all spiritual things.
没有基督，所有的东西都只是外壳，都只是表面的。
Without Christ, everything else is but superficial.
没有基督，一切都是一文旧样，都不是神所要的。
Without Christ, everything is but the old way of the written code.
只有在基督里面，一切都变得真实。
Only in Christ, everything becomes real.
我那天看到一些小孩子在那里玩 Monopoly 啊，大富翁。
The other day, I saw some kids playing Monopoly.
弟兄姊妹，你知道大富翁有的时候你玩起来，你觉得你好像赚了。
So when you play Monopoly, you will feel that you have earned so much money.
哇，电力公司是我的了。我大概30年没玩了，印象中是有电力公司是吧
？So maybe you get like an electricity company or whatever.
哦，这个水厂是我的了。
You have some water company.
哦，铁路是我的了，旅馆是我的了。
Railroads, motels, you name it.
哦，好像你越赚越多，越来越丰富。
As if you learn, you earn more and more, you become richer and richer.
你再会玩，你赚再多。多那不过是一个大富翁，这个一个 game。
No matter how much you earn, it is but a game.
它通通不能够拿出来用的。
It cannot be used in the real world.
你不可能拿去买一个 iPad。你说我赚了这么多。
You cannot use your monopoly money to buy an iPad. iPad.
我不要说 iPad 了，你连个 ice cream 都买不到。
Let alone iPad, you can't even buy ice cream.
你说我赚了10亿，我所有旅馆分一间给你们，人家说 No way.
Say I have $1 billion and have all these motels. No way.
我们不要过大富翁的人生啊。
So let's not live a life of monopoly.
带了那么多东西去见神，没有一样神算数。
That will bring so much to see the Lord and nothing counts.
大富翁的人生叫做不算数的人生。
So life of monopoly is a life that doesn't count.
因为它没有属灵的实际。
Because it does not have spiritual reality.
因为基督不在其中。
Because Christ is not in it.
你再有恩赐，你再有学位，你再有工作的果效，神可能通通都不认识。神说我不认识你。
You may have gifts, you may have a degree.You may have success, but then God says, I do not know you.
你说主，我不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？
But you say, Lord, didn't I prophesy and cast out demons and perform miracles in your name?
神说我不认得你。
But God says, I do not know you.
神说你这作恶的人，离开我去吧。
Away from me, you evil doers.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们真的需要在我们这一生到基督台前交账的时候。
Oh, how I wish that when we come to the throne of Christ to give account.
我们所带去的能够耐火、啊、
Everything that we bring with us was passed through the fire.
反而我们所带去的能够经得起它的震动。
That everything that we bring with us will be shaken, will sustain the shaking.
能够丰丰富富的进神国。
That we will enter into God's kingdom with abundance.
而今天我们讲到对基督认识基督以后该有的经历和生活。
And today we're going to talk about the life and experience after our.We know Christ.
所以第三章第一节到十一节讲到基督是我们的生命。
So, chapter 3 verses 1 through 11 says Christ is our life.
我跟你讲，光哥罗西书三章第一节到十一节里面有两句话，几乎是 是宇宙中最宝贵的话。
You know, there are two sentences in this passage. They're about the most precious sentences in the entire universe.
地上千千万万的书啊，地上千千万万的格言，没有办法跟这两句话相比的。
Those countless books and countless proverbs in the world cannot be compared with these two statements.
一个讲到基督是我们的生命。
One is that Christ is our life.
一个讲到基督是一切，又在一切之内。
And Christ is all and in all.
哦，弟兄姊妹，神伟大的救恩都包含在基督是我们的生命这句话里面。
The complete salvation is all encompassed in this Christ is our life.
不光一切属灵的实际完全是在生命的境界里面，是在基督里面。
Not only that, all the spiritual reality is in the realm of life and Christ.
整个救恩的根基和神整个旨意的核心，都讲到基督是我们的生命和彰显。
The entire foundation of our salvation and the core of God's eternal will is that Christ is our life and will be manifested.
救赎让我们的罪得赦。
Yes, redemption, help us to be redeemed.
让我们被洗干净了，可以让神的儿子的生命住到我们里面来。
So that we can be washed clean and the life of Christ, the Son of God, can enter into us.
在这个生命的里面，我们承受了所有的祝福。
In this life, we inherit all the blessings.
在这个生命的里面我们承受了神本性一切的丰富。
In this life, we inherit all the fullness of God.
所以一切的祝福在基督里面都给了我们。
So God has given us all blessings in Christ.
一切的托付，一切见证的使命，也都是在这个生命的里面，我们才可能活得出来。
All the commissions to testify Jesus Christ can only be accomplished in Christ.
所以整个关键是在生命。
The key is the life itself.
基督教跟所有其他的宗教最大的不同在于基督是我们的生命。
What distinguishes Christianity from all other religions is that Christ is our life.
所以我常常跟福音朋友讲，我说基督教不是宗教。
So I often share with gospel friends that Christianity is not a religion.
基督教是把人带回到神的面前，得着神儿子的生命。
Christianity brings people back to God and receive the life of Son of God.
跟神有对的关系。
So that we have a right relationship with God.
我们里面重新有神所要给我们的生命。
So once again, we receive the life that God originally wanted to give to us.
所以昨天晚上我们讲到，你先要得到，你才可能达到。
So we said that we have to gain it first so that we can attain it.
你先要成为神的儿子，你才可能有行为。
We have to be children of God first, then we can live the life of children of God.
所有的宗教都是好的，他把一些高的做人的标准行为希望达到的境界告诉人。
Because all religions are good because they lay before us this high standard of being good.
但是没有一个宗教的教主能够说我就是道路真理和生命。
But no religious founders can proclaim that he is the way, the truth and life.
耶稣不是把道路给我们。
Because Christ does not just give us the way.
耶稣也不是把真理把生命传给我们。
Jesus did not pass to us the life and the truth.
圣经上说我就是道路，我就是真理，我就是生命，全是活的人。
But scripture says I am the truth, I am the life, I am the way. It is a living person.
所以耶稣不是把做人的道理给我们。
So Jesus did not just teach us the way to behave.
耶稣也不是把人生的道路指给我们。
And Jesus did not just point to us the path of life.
耶稣也不是在这里告诉你怎么修身养性，让你的生命更好，更成熟，更完美。
And Jesus did not come to teach us a way to improve our life so we can become perfect.
他说我来，我就是道路，我就是真理，我就是生命。
But Jesus says, I have come and I am the way, the truth and life.
你觉得没有路走吗？
You feel that you have no way?
当你一碰到基督的时候，你就有路了。
And then when you encounter with Jesus, there is your way.
很多时候人家都问我们说，得胜的秘诀是什么？得胜的秘诀是什么？
Oftentimes people ask us, what's the secret to victory? What is the secret to victory?
你看我们传道人也很喜欢讲哈，得胜之路，一二三四。
And we preachers like to share with you the path to victory, 1, 2, 3.
Management 一二三四
，or anger management step 1, 2, 3。
哦，怎么样胜过网络一二三四
？How to overcome addiction to internet step 1, 2, 3。
弟兄姊妹，我告诉你，你如果只是学的方法，你还是不会得胜的。
But brothers and sisters, let me tell you, if you only learn about the way, the methods, you will not overcome.
你懂了很多的道理，你知道这条路，但是你不会得胜的。
You may know about the methods or the doctrines, but you will not overcome.
啊，也许讲这个的人，他因为一二三，他出来了。
Maybe the person who practiced step 1, 2, 3 and then they got all of it, so they shared it with you.
但是你要知道他之所以出来不是因为这个方法叫他出来。
But we have to understand that the reason that he got all of it is not because of these ways.
而是在他做这些一二三的时候他遇见了主。
But while he was practicing these steps, he encountered the Lord.
他在这个过程中他碰见了耶稣，所以他出来了。
Through the process, he encountered Jesus, therefore he got all of it.
所以你只是在外面学他的方法，一二三，你发现为什么用在我身上不 work?
But if you just want to imitate him by practicing, it will not work for you.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣是一个活的耶稣。
Because Jesus Christ is a living person.
所以生命 is everything.
Therefore, life is everything.
我们刚才唱 In Christ Alone 就是在唯有耶稣。
So we were singing the song In Christ Alone, Only in Christ.
神给我们最大的拯救就是借着基督。
The greatest salvation that God has given to us is through Christ.
而基督怎么拯救我们，就是把他自己给我们。
But how does Christ save us? By giving to us his life.
他的血洗净我们所有的罪。
His blood cleanses us from all our sins.
他的生命来替代旧造堕落有充满罪性的人。
And his life is to replace the old life that is full of sins and old natures.
所以这是一个伟大的救恩。
And that is a great salvation.
今天我们要集中在圣经里面一句最伟大的话，叫做基督是我们的生命。
And today we're going to focus on this greatest statement in the Bible, that Christ is our life.
这翻译讲到 Christ is our life, 还有一个翻译 Christ, 逗点 our life.
Or another translation, Christ, comma,our life.
他这两个画个等号的。
In other words, Christ equals to our life.
我们今天如果还活着，我们是应该在基督里来活着的。
So today, if we live, we ought to live in Christ.
就是保罗说的，我活着就是基督。
That is why Paul says, to me, to live is Christ.
在神的眼中，约翰一书第五章十二节讲到，人有神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
John chapter 5 verse 12 says, anyone who has the Son of God has life, anyone who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
所以今天我们有很多人在神的眼中是活的死人。
So today, many of us areliving dead people in God's eyes.
你要讲是死的活人也可以，看你怎么定义这个死。
Or we can say we are the living dead people or dead living people.、Whatever.
有神的儿子才有生命。
Because only with the Son of God, then we will have life.
没有神的儿子，就算你活着，在神的眼中如同是死的。
Without Christ, even if you are alive, you are dead in God's eyes.
那我们不光是有，而且我们今天只有在神儿子里面，我们在神眼中才是活的。
But not only that we have the life of Christ, but only when we remain in Christ, we are alive in God's eyes.
所以关键是在我们里面的生命。
So the key is the life within us.
有一个教堂里面有一个钟，那个钟常常走不准。
There's a clock in a church, in a building, church building, and the clock is not accurate.
常常不是快就是慢。
Sometimes it's too fast or too slow.
你家里面有这个钟，我想你不挂也好，因为它完全没用。
If you have a clock like that, it's probably better not to hang it on the wall.
它已经失去了它的价值，它告诉你说现在还早，结果你到了教会，人家都已经散会了。
Because it's useless, it probably will make you be late to church.
可能你们不在乎，反正正好吃饭。
Maybe you don't care, then you just make it to the lunch.
那你讲赶飞机比较好，你到那边飞机都已经走了。
But it probably will cause you to miss your flight.
或者有时候它又很快，你到了那边没有人来。
Or maybe it's too fast and you get there too early.
所以大家都很抱怨那个钟。
So everyone complains about the clock in the church building.
传道人在底下贴了一个字条。
And then the preacher hang a sign under the clock.
它上面写说 ，Don't just blame the hands, 不要只怪这个指针啊。
So、don't just blame on the hands of the clock.
The problem lies deeper. 真正的问题是他心的问题。
So the problem lies deeper.
因为以前有一个人这个看钟不准，他就跑到钟表店说要去换那个指针，因为他不准。
Because there was a person that he complains the clock doesn't run accurately, so he went to the shop and wants to replace the hands of the clock.
钟不准不是指针的问题。
So the problem does not lie on the hands.
钟不准是里面的问题。
The problem lies inside the clock.
今天我们很多的人，很多的修身养性，很多的宗教都是从外面的行为着手。
Many religions try to improve us from the outside.
但是我们里面心的问题没有去面对它。
But yet the heart of our problem is not faced.
所以咱们彼得老兄讲了一句虽然粗野，但是却是很直接的话。
So Brother Peter actually say something that is very frank, but yet very true.
他就像猪洗干净了，又会回到篱笆里面去。
Because like the swine after being washed away and go turn back to the mud.
啊，你把它洗干净了，然后是用进口的 cologne， 不是 cologne perfume， 擦在身上。
And you probably wash clean the swine and then put perfume on it.
啊，走出来香得不得了。
And then walk out very clean and smells nice.
等过一下不见了。
And then after a while, your swine, your pig is missing.
它躺到粪堆里面去。
Because it turns back to the mud.
再抓出来再洗。
And then you pull it out and wash it again.
啊，帮他吹头发，帮他打蝴蝶结。
And you blow dry and put a bow tie on your pig.
哦，越来越漂亮了，过一下又跑回去了。
And then it becomes so beautiful and then turns back to the mud.
没有用的啦。
It's useless.
所以以前圣保罗牧师讲，他说有一个人是天生的乌鸦嘴，什么都讲不吉利的话。
So Pastor Paul Shen once says someone just had a bad mouth. He always says something unlucky.
人家怎么骂他，怎么责备他都没有用。
And no matter how people rebuke him and try to correct him, it's just useless.
就有一天，他一个好朋友孩子满月了哈，他那个在中国就是要吃满月酒的。
And he always says things negative. And one day his friends His newborn child is 1 month old, and they have a banquet.
今天决定不要乱讲话。
And all the friends advise him, don't say anything today.
让你们稍微了解一点中国的古文化哈。他们这个孩子满月的时候，就拿三样东西放在桌上。
Let me share with you some Chinese tradition. When a child baby is 1 month old, they would like to present three things to the baby.
放一本书，放一个钱，然后另外是放一个。这个大概什么？这种龙袍之类的，这种很锦绣之类的这个布哈，放在这边。
They like to present to the baby a book and some money and some embroidered noble garment.
啊，这个傻大花爬过来，不管手碰到什么东西。
And then when the baby crawls and then touch whatever.
这个满月还不会碰了哈，还不会爬了，他就这样摸一下。100天啊？哦，不是满月啊，100天。Whatever, huh?
Oh, one year old. Okay, whatever. One year old.
如果摸书的话，就是这个人是个读书人，将来很有学问。
So if the baby crawls and touch the book, and they will say, "Oh, he's gonna grow up to be a scholar."
啊，大家都夸他。
And everyone applauds.
如果摸钱的话，将来是一个很有钱的人。
And if the baby touches the money and then says, "Wow, he's gonna be very rich."
如果摸到这个锦绣的话，将来是个大贵人。
And if the person, if the baby touches the noble garment embroidered.
Noble garden,
he's gonna be noble. So, anyhow, the baby will be praised.
其实这个有什么用？你看马路上很多乞丐，小的时候都摸过的。
So how good it is! I'm sure a lot of the beggars on the street when they were little, they touch all these things.
但是人就是喜欢听好话，爸爸妈妈就是喜欢听好话。
But parents just like to hear good words, good things about their kids.
所以他那天被他们盯的一句话都没讲。
So that person, he tried to keep his mouth shut that whole day.
他好话也不说，坏话也不说，他就是嘴巴 zipped.
So he just zipped up his mouth. He did not say anything, either good or bad.
所以主人送客的时候，大家都开始往外走。
So after the end of the party, all the guests were leaving.
他也跟主人说了再见。
And then he shook his hand and said goodbye to the host and left.
所以他的朋友都为他这个捏了一把冷汗，就放心了。
So all of his friends finally sighed with a relief.
他真的什么都没说。
He did not say a word today.
可是哪里晓得他走了两步以后突然回头。
But who knows that after he left, he turned around.
他说我今天可是一句话都没说。
He told the host, the parents, today I did not say a word.
他说你的孩子死了，不要怪我。
So if your child dies, don't blame on me.
对，你看乌鸦嘴就是乌鸦嘴，对不对
？Just can't change this bad mouth.
这个里面的生命，里面的性格，不是借着外面的要求可以改变的。
So this personality character just cannot be changed by our requirements.
什么样子的生命就过什么样子的生活。
And then we live a life according to our nature.
什么样子的生活就说出了我们生命的品质和源头。
And our living.Tells the origin of our life.
所以我们在主的面前要认识基督是我们的生命是一件大事情。
So we have to know that Christ is our life. This is a great matter.
所以我们在这里列了三件事情。
So here we list three things.
第一个，因着我们有这样一个新的生命。
And because we have this new life.
所以我们有新的追求，我们有新的思想。
So we have a new pursuit, a new ideology, a new mindset.
我们一起来读第一节跟第二节，第三章啊。
Let's read verses 1 and 2 together.
手册上面我都把经文打出来了。 他说所以你们若真与基督一同复活就当求那在上面的事那里有基督坐在神的右边你们要思念上面的事不要思念地上的事在这里讲到基督是我们的标杆基督是我们的榜样
So Christ is our goal and our example
所以保罗劝我们要追求上面的事
Paul encourages us to pursue things above
要思念上面的事
Set our mind on things above
而在我们讲这个点以前我们特别注意到他说你若是真的与基督一同复活
It says that if you were raised with Christ
所以换句话说一个人当他真正活在复活的里面的时候
In other words, if we live in the realm of resurrection
当他真正活在这个复活新的生命里面的时候
If we really live in the realm of resurrection a new life
他的追求他的思维他的思想一定改变一定是属天的
Then the pursuit and our mindset will be changed it will be heavenly
所以这里讲到两件事一个追求上面的事
So two things we need to pay attention One is to pursue things above
一个思想上面的事
And set our mind on things above
但是那里特别提到他说因为那里有基督坐在神的右边
BecauseWhere's above where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God?
啊，因为他为什么要这样子讲呢
？Why does he say that?
因为基督是第一个带着人性升到天上，进到荣耀，进到神面前，而且坐在神右边。
Because Christ is the first person with human nature ascended into heaven, enter into glory, come before God and sit.At the right hand of God.
你看，我一讲讲了四件事情哈。
So I mentioned four things.
那翻译全部都记得了。这四件事没有一件事情是我们一般的人做得到的。
And none of these four things can be done by any ordinary person.
升到天上。
Ascended into heaven.
你我除了坐飞机以外，没有升过天上。
Besides, getting on the airplane, we have never been onto the sky.
而且我们一定下来的。
And then we will come down for sure.
你不下来，飞机也要下来，因为没有油了。
If you don't come down, the airplane will come down.
你上去也不过只是。物质的天还不是属天、
啊、And then we,、at the most, we only get into the material sky, not the spiritual heaven.
基督为我们升到天上。
But Christ has ascended into heaven for us.
居然带着人性进入荣耀。
With a human nature, enter into glory.
那么荣耀的境界。
In that glorious realm.
而且居然能够进到神面前。
And then enter into the presence of God.
从来没有一个人可以见过神，可以带着人性见神的。
No one has ever seen God with human nature.
基督的救恩这么完全。
The salvation of Christ is so complete.
无瑕疵，无斑点，神的羔羊，带着人性进到神前能够站住。
Without blemish, without any spot, the Lamb of God enter into heaven and stood before God.
而且坐在神的右边。
And now he sits at the right hand of God.
从这方面讲到他是我们的 pioneer.
So he is our pioneer.
他为我们成为第一个带着人性一直进到荣耀进到神面前了。
For us, he has become the first man that entered into glory before God.
所以我们都有荣耀的盼望有一天他要率领众子就是你我进荣耀。
And that is our hope of glory because one day he's going to bring many sons into glory.
他是我们的元帅是我们救恩的元帅。
And he is the captain of our salvation.
他要带领我们一起进去了。
And he will bring us all together into that glory.
所以弟兄姊妹这是一件太伟大的事情。
And this is such an amazing matter.
所以当我们看见这个救恩已经做成。
So when we see that salvation has been accomplished.
我们知道神的儿子已经到达了神的面前。
And we know that the Son of God has reached the before God.
所以我们信心的锚可以抛在幔内。
Therefore, we can anchor our faith in the veil.
然后我们可以直达幔内。
And we can enter it into the veil.
所以你我有一个非常非常荣耀的前途啊。
Therefore, we all have this glorious future.
所以在这里就讲到我们因为基督已经到那里去了。
Because Christ has been there and is now here.
所以圣经上所有的应许，所有圣经上所讲的预言，全部都要实现的。
So all the promises, all the prophecies in the Bible will be fulfilled.
所以我们要追求上面的事。
Therefore, we ought to pursue things above.
然后思想上面的事。
And set our mind on things above.
你知道我们人的思想虽然看不见。
Yes, even though our thoughts are invisible.
但是却看得出。
But yet we can tell.
对不对？
Isn't it true?
啊，我看不见国豪在想什么。
Yeah, we cannot read what Brother Robin is thinking.
但是我从他怎么过生活，我看得出他在想什么。
But from his daily life and living, we can tell his mindset.
啊，你看到很多人不知道他在想什么。
We may not know a lot of people's minds.
可是你看他怎么生活，怎么拣选，怎么跟人相处，你知道，哎，这个人是一个城府很深的人。
But yet, from his dealing with people, his choices, we might say, oh, this is a complicated person.
或者这个非常有爱心，处处为别人着想的人。
Or this person is full of love, he always considers others.
你看你到医院如果去看我妈的话，我妈一定叫你坐一坐，躺一躺。
So if you go visit my mom in the hospital, my mother will always ask you to sit down or even lie down.
连我们请的那个 caregiver 看护到她那边去照顾她的时候，她都说你到床上躺一躺吧。
Even the caregiver that takes care of her, and my mom always tell her to lie down, take a rest.
连我们这些当儿子去了，她就把床靠边边，她你们要不要躺一躺？
Even when we the sons went to see my mom, she always said, "You want to lie down next to me?"
我跟我妈说，我们不可能躺在你旁边的。
I told my mom, "It's impossible for us. It's impossible for us to lie down right next to you. We will be taken out."
可是你发现她吃什么东西要叫你吃一点，她坐在那边不忍心看你们站，一定叫你们坐。
Because she will always share her food with us, and she will not, she's not comfortable seeing people standing around her.
所以你从一个人他怎么样子生活，怎么样子做事，你就知道他里面到底在追求什么，到底在想什么。
From a person's living and they're dealing with people, you can tell about their mindset.
所以主耶稣说，这个人心里所想的，他的口里就说出来。
Therefore, Lord Jesus says, out of the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks.
所以当我们真的有新的生命的时候，
So if we have this true new life,
我们的思想一定会心意更新而变化。
Then our mind will be renewed.
我们有新的价值观。
We will have a new value system.
让我们有不同的拣选，有不同的 life priority, 会有不同的优先顺序。
That will lead us into new priorities and new choices.
我们会有新的追求。
We'll have new pursuits.
我们会在乎有永恒价值的胜于今生的。
We care about things that has eternal value than just the value of this world.
这些东西一定影响我们的。
And these will influence us.
所以有人说思想会影响我们的行为。
So people say that our mindset would influence our behavior.
重复的行为会成为习惯。
And repeated behaviors will lead to a habit.
而习惯会容易影响跟塑造我们的性格。
And our habits forms our character.
所以我们这个人一直都受我们思想的影响。
So we all along the way, the process, we are influenced by our mindset.
所以 Mrs. Penn Lewis 说，心思是我们第一个属灵的战场。
Mrs. Penn Lewis says, our mind is our first and foremost battlefield.
所以圣经里面非常注重我们的心思。
So the scripture really cares about our mind.
叫我们要 renew our mind, 要更新我们的思想。
Not only that, our minds need to be renewed.
腓立比书第二章说要有基督耶稣的心为心，原文也是用 mind。
And Philippians chapter 2 says that the mind of Christ be our mind.
腓立比书第二章第一节到第三节，他说：“你们若在基督里有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，在圣灵里有什么交通，或是心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要爱心相同，意念相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我可以得到安慰，可以喜乐，可以满足。
So if you have any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from His love, any fellowship with the Spirit, and any tenderness and compassion, make my joy complete by being like-minded and having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose.
我们怎么样可以有一样的心思？
How can we be like-minded?
也叫做以基督耶稣的心为心，对不对？
If we all share the mind of Christ.
我们能够以基督的 mind 为我们的 mind, 那叫做思念上面的事。
That if our mind is the mind of Christ, that means we set our mind on things above.
所以你心里面会想到的是神家，是神的旨意，是神的需要。
So you will think about God's house, God's needs, God's people.
所以你光在这里要求人说要当先求神的国和神的义不要先追求今生的事，人听了是听了，但是没有用的。
If you just require people to seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness, then people will hear it, but it might not change.
只有我们在基督里，在新造的生命里面，你很自然的就思念上面的事，追求上面的事。
But only if we live in the realm of new creation, then we naturally think about things above.
第二个，
Secondly,
新的生命带给我们新的地位和新的前途。
This new life brings us a new status and new prospects.
我们读第三节跟第四节。
Let's read verses 3 and 4.
他说，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。那这里讲到我们跟基督一同被藏，与基督一同得荣耀。
It says here, we are hidden with Christ, and we will be glorified with Christ. Christ.
他说我们以生命跟基督一同藏在神的里面。
That our life is hidden with Christ in God.
这是讲到我们在现今的地位，现今跟神之间的关系。
And this is our present status and our relationship with God.
我们在基督的里面，我们最安全，被保护了。
Because in Christ we're so secure, we're so protected.
像诗篇九十一篇第一节讲的，住在至高者的隐秘处，就住在全能者的荫庇下。
So we live in the shadow of the Almighty, also lives under the presence, the hiding place.
这是讲到我们今天的地位。
So this is our present status.
讲到我们被藏在神里面。
That we're hidden in God.
讲到我们今天跟他的关系。
And then this is our present relationship with God.
我们被藏在他爱的深处。
We are being hidden in the depth of His love.
我们这么容易就可以来亲近他，可以来享受他。
That we can easily draw near to Him and enjoy Him.
而底下接着说到，他是我们的生命，当他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
And He continues saying that Christ is our life, and when He appears, we will appear with Him in glory.
我们将来呢荣耀的前途。
And this is our glorious future.
我们在基督里面，我们要一起与他一同来承受万有啊。
In Christ, we shall inherit the all with Him.
我们与他一同得荣耀。
And we will be glorified with Him.
一同进荣耀。
We shall enter into glory with Him.
所以在这里，因着得到这个生命。
And because we have obtained this new life.
我们有一个新的地位。
We have a new status.
我们有一个新的前途。
And we have a new future.
我们都在基督里。
Yes, we are all in Christ.
然后基督在神里面。
And Christ is in God.
所以我们就跟基督一同藏在神里面。
Therefore, our life is hidden in God with Christ.
我现在记忆力太差了，我本来想出门以前把我们家有一个那个。登山的那个拐杖带来。
Origin,
爬山用的。
I plan to bring a hiking cane, walking cane with me.
你们应该都看过，例如说它有三节，
stick.
对不对？
So there are three sections of this walking stick.
最小的一节缩到第二节，第二节缩到第一节。
So that you can just compress them into a short.
对不对？
好。Short cane.
最下面那一节好像我们。
So the last section is like just like us.
我们缩到基督里面。
And then when you compress it, and then.
然后我们以基督一同藏在神里面。
It got hidden into the second section, and then we are hidden.
我不晓得大家能不能稍微明白一点。
Can you kind of picture it?
所以你把第二节拆掉的话，你第一节放不进去，放进去就掉出来的。
If you take out the second section, then you cannot hide the first section into the third one because it's just too small. It will fall off.
我们是不可能离开基督而能够跟神发生关系的。
It's impossible for us to have relationship with God apart from Christ.
如果我们离开基督跟神发生关系的话，那只有咒诅，只有审判。
Apart from Christ, our relationship with God is only judgment and curse.
但是因为今天我们在基督里。
But because we are in Christ today,
我们就跟基督一同藏在神里面。
Therefore, we are hidden with Christ in God.
我们被藏在至高者的隐秘处。
We are hidden in the shadow of the Almighty.
我们也住在全能者的荫庇底下。
We also live under the shelter of the Most High.
我们在这里不仅是最安全的地方。
Not only that we are secure in the safe place.
你去读诗篇九十一篇，前面就讲到所有的灾害、瘟疫、白日太阳、黑夜的都不能够伤害我们。
If you read Psalm 91, you will see that all these harms, pestilence, and harms will not come to us.
那后面也结束在我们跟神之间爱的关系。
And then the Psalm 91 concludes with our loving relationship with God.
因为我们专心爱他，他要把我们安置在高处，他向我们显明他的救恩，全是讲到爱的关系啊。
Because we love him wholeheartedly, then he will hide us and he will put us in a high place.
弟兄姊妹啊，被藏在神的里面，这是讲到那个特别的关系，特别的地位。
Being hidden in God is a special relationship and special status.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹。欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。